You ever have to confront somebody?
Too often.
Occasionally.
What about, have you ever had to confront somebody that charged you too much? Messed up your bill?
No.
Like, when you go to the restaurant and the waiter hands you the bill, do you look at the itemized receipt and go like, oh, you charged me for one too many blooming onions here?
I should start doing that. I feel like I should.
I never look at the bill.
Never. Never.
Julia looks at the bill.
I look at the bill.
Julia looks line by line at the bill.
I make it a point to say, I don't need a receipt, but my wife, every receipt.
We need the receipt.
Yes.
Oh, this is the difference. Yesterday, I went, you know, we're celebrating 15 glorious.
Whoa.
Spotless lamb, 15 years of marriage, what I call marriage bliss.
Mm.
What I call marriage success.
Praise God.
What I call heavenly matrimony. 15 years celebrating. What, and this joke never gets old when I say she's blessed. It never gets old.
I like always want to say congratulations, and then you say that, and I'm like,
yeah. But people laugh every time.
It's like very also getting louder
every time. Hey, she and I always go, she is blessed. No one believes it. So I'm out. You know, I'm buying a gift. You know, got to get her a gift. So they charged me for an item that I didn't get. Mm-hmm. Now, these are people that I love.
Mm.
The place.
Yeah.
I'm in a conundrum. Do I confront? Because I'm at the house and I realize, wait. Because here's the difference. If they would have handed me the receipt, I never would have looked at it. They emailed it to me. Mm. And in the email,
you're going to look at the email.
Well, there's visuals of the items that I purchased. Visuals. So the extra visual stands out.
Yep.
There's one too many item here.
Mm-hmm.
And now I look across and I see I've been charged for it. But I don't know if I can. I don't know if I can. In this instant, I'm kind of, because I know the people, I'm kind of like, maybe I'll just support.
Yeah, this is, I'm hooking them up.
Maybe I'll just, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't get this item, but I'm kind of taking care of you. You guys keep it. I'm not a big, guys, I don't like to confront.
Yeah, do you get pickles on your thing and you're like, oh, we got to return it? Or do you take the pickles off?
It's a rare deal.
Yeah.
I'm just like, yeah, just take them off.
Yeah.
I don't like to confront. I don't like, you know, it's got to be a special thing. It's got to be, you know, the right thing. You got to calculate. You know, you got to, what sword are you going to die on?
I'll tell you what, though, if they put sugar in my coffee.
Now, coffee's a whole different issue.
I'm taking it back.
I am so quick on the draw with a coffee return.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, this is not cold. I mean, this is not hot.
Yeah, this is not it.
The other day, I tried, I asked the guy. I said, hey, I'm looking here at your menu, and tell me about this drink, this coffee drink. And the guy goes, I highly recommend. Say no more. So I ordered it. I took one sip. I go, you know what, buddy? Me and you were different. This is what I want now. Took it back that fast. I will confront over coffee. My point is when, you know, you got a friend trying to grow a business. They got bills to pay.
Right.
I'm happy to be charged for stuff I'm not bringing home. Now, if Julia finds out, that guy's in big trouble. Because we're going to go back to the store. We're going to reconcile. We're going to get our money back. But, you know, I'm a leader.
She'll never know.
Yeah, because she never listens to the podcast. She, could you imagine her first leadership leading episode? She finds out that we're getting scammed by our friends. Oh, man. You know what, guys? I'm out here trying to survive. I'm just a leader. First time I've ever done it.
Wow.
First time I've ever hit it.
Push the button.
I pushed the leadership lean in button.
That was incredible.
It's I've never been in this proximity to it.
Yeah, congratulations.
I'm so close to this, but you better be careful. I'm ready to. I'm ready to just Nick Saban, college Simon Sinek. How about when we hit the Simon Sinek one and Henry Cloud's like, I don't agree.
Out of all the sound bites
that we've chosen, Henry Cloud goes, what a bunch of
baloney
that is. Get out of here. Oh, welcome to another episode of a podcast called Only Murderers in the Building. Kidding. Kidding. Great After TV Buzz. Show. Martin Short. I love that guy. Leadership Leaning. We are a podcast. We are leaning. Lean back. Do the rock away. Lean back.
Do you know who that is, April?
No.
But you know the song, the reference.
No.
Yeah, that's tough. That's very,
I know it because of you.
I'm going to ask for a refund on that one. We're a podcast that's all about the subject of leadership. We're just doing our best, guys. We're just doing our best. Just trying to get a little bit better. Today, we are about to jump in. But again, thank you to everybody. I just want to say thank you to all of our sponsors, all of our nation. I love saying it. All the people that share and like and subscribe. By the way, on the YouTube channel, hit that subscribe button.
Yeah,
we're growing like a wildfire.
Yeah, like weeds.
We're growing like weeds. Actually, we're growing like I was gonna say my son's muscles, slowly but surely. Okay, today we're talking about choosing your friends.
I like this one.
And the reason why this is so important, leaders, this is so important that you actually have friends. Mm. A lot of people misconstrue employees for friendship.
Wow.
And these are two totally separate categories in your life. I think there's people that you are in the trenches with, you're building your organization with, you're building your team with, and there is relationship. But it's not always true friendship.
Right.
I think true friendship, a test could be if I take away the title, are we still friends?
That's good.
That is a sign of friendship where there's no titles involved. There's no compensation or I benefit from you. You benefit from me. It's strictly out of relationship. That is a true friendship. And friendship is such a big gift. And the reason why I want to talk about this as a leadership standpoint, you might be like, well, we're talking about leadership. Why is this important? Well, first of all, number one, let's not become boring people. Mm. I think to be a great leader, there needs to be something that's a little bit attractive to you. There's a little bit of like, you're an interesting person. Mm-hmm. You've got hobbies. You've got interests. You are not just so focused on this one thing and this one outcome and this one product, that you're multifaceted and multidimensional. And I think people are actually drawn to leaders that have friends.
Right.
It's like, wow, I admire that you didn't just build X, Y, and Z, but you're also someone that is around people and people are gravitating to you and people like you. And I always think that leadership is the impression of a big world. Mm.
That's really good.
I'm never drawn to people that live in a small world because yeah. I always think small world, the connotation of that is small soul.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You're small. You don't know how to extend yourself. You don't know how to be vulnerable or transparent. You don't know how to put yourself out there to, you know, even be rejected.
Right.
So in other words, you'd rather have a clean life, which means there's no mess, there's no problems. But to be involved with people means I have tons of problems.
Right.
And I think the bigger your world is, the more there's just a lot floating around you, a lot of issues. And I think that's awesome. I think that's good. And I want to encourage every leader to not focus on friendship, but pay attention to it.
That's good.
You know, a lot of times leaders are so focused on building. I live like a machine. I'm disciplined. I'm focused. I'm building. I'm Excel spreadsheet. I'm, you know, money management, time management, blah, 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 blah. Okay, great. So you accomplished all that. But I heard a quote years ago. If you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go with a group. And you got to choose your group. You got to choose who's around you. And this is very important, even in scripture teaches us, choose your friends wisely.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Be wise. It's kind of like my influences. I don't let my influences choose me. I choose them.
Yeah. Yep.
I choose who's going to be a voice in my life. I choose who's going to influence me. We got to be honest, guys. We are so impressionable. And because we're so impressionable, I need to have the right impressions in my life. Uh-huh. I need to have the right people talking to me, mentoring me, leading me. I'm listening to the right podcasts. I was with a leader recently, and he's like, every week I listen to a a spiritual podcast, a leadership podcast, a finance podcast, and I forget the fourth one, maybe a sports one. And I was like, great. I was like, tell me who the faith one is, the spirit. So he's talking about the faith. Great. Athletic ones, I can guess. He is this. Yep. Leadership. And we start talking about leadership. Have you listened to this? I go, have you listened to this guy? Have you listened to this guy? So I start telling him all the great leadership podcasts. And he's like so excited because I think it's about choosing great influences.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Saying like, man, I'm going to get the right people in my ear to help me become more well-rounded, more informed, more well-versed about the different subjects and categories in my life. I think friendship is the same. It's like a podcast menu. I choose who I'm going to listen to. Yeah. I choose who's going to speak into my life. Not just anybody can tell me what they think about me, about life, about God, about leadership. I'm going like, nope, this guy's going to speak into me. This girl, this lady I respect, this friend. Friendship is that thing. I choose my friends. If you don't do this, what happens is people attach themselves. We're like, how did I get stuck with this person?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Totally.
Why? No. I choose my friends wisely. Choose your influences wisely. Make the best decision. Your alignment determines your assignment. Mm-hmm. You're going to go where your friends are. You're a sum total of all your relationships. I know it's cliche, but let's say it again. Show me your friends. I'll show you your future.
Yeah. It so rings true because, when you say that, it's like who you grew up around, your family. Like someone I knew in high school was in a study hall with my sister one time. And she's never met my sister. Me and my sister don't look alike. She overheard my sister telling a story. She leans over to her and says, are you April's sister? Because we were so similar in the way we talk. You are just like the people around you. When you grow up, you're just like your family.
Yeah.
And it's such a cool opportunity to be able to kind of like build your life based off of the people around you. And like you said, if you're maybe not such an interesting person or you look at your life and you go, oh, there are a lot of things that I think I need to add. You have the opportunity through relationship.
That's right. That's right.
It is a weird dynamic though, because you want friends regardless of the leveraging of their influence.
Correct.
And at the same time, you don't want friends who don't have influence on your life.
Correct.
And so it's like, you know, what is that tension or boundary to go like, I'm going to surround myself with people who I want to be.
Yep.
And at the same time, if I didn't get anything from them, I would still want to be around these people. Does that make sense?
Yeah, of course.
I saw a TikTok that was like, we don't get to choose our first best friends. Hmm. Mm. They're a product of our environment.
Yes.
We're forced to be their friends. School.
Yeah.
You know, all that stuff. It's the second.
I saw this video as well.
Yeah. I can't remember the phrasing, but it was so profound to me. I'm like, you know, what's the phrase? It's so cheesy. Friends are the family you get to choose.
That's exactly right.
And I think that's such a good idea, and it's so true.
It's so true, and I think it's an important thing for us to stop as leaders and just kind of recognize who, here's a great question, who are my friends?
Yeah.
Like who, at the end of the day, you got to be honest and go like, who are my friends? If I removed my title and I lost my position, I think it's important for us to always recognize what's real in our life.
So good.
Sorry, I'm not saying everything else is fake. But maybe not everything is what it appears to be.
As genuine, yeah.
Yeah, maybe there's just some things under the undercurrent that, you know, just like, if you take it all away, who's really rocking with you? Who's really your friend? And you got to choose them wisely. You can't just let, the older I get, the more I understand some people want to be my friend with a major agenda.
Hmm.
That doesn't mean I have to be their friend.
Yeah, like, such a good thought.
And I think it's okay to be able to go, this is an acquaintance or this is someone I know versus this is like a friend. Mm-hmm. A friend that like, this is so great. I was talking to somebody the other day and they were saying socially they were with some people, they were out and they needed to get home to their kids. And the reason why they need to get home to their kids is because they're like, these people aren't going to be there at my funeral when I die. Now, it's great to be out. It's great to have fun. It's great to, you know, I think you need to be social. I think you need to interact. I think you need to network. You're a leader. It all flows out of relationship. But I'm talking about a different level, which is friendship.
Yep.
Right.
And that is an important value. And I think as a younger leader, I bypass this. If I could look at my own failures to go like, I don't need friends. I'm building. I'm going. I'm making it happen. Or if I did have friendship, it was a little tick for tack probably. There's an exchange. The older I get, the more I'm like, well, I actually need friends. Why do you need friends? Because these are people you can be really vulnerable and honest and transparent. They can see the real you. They can even, like your family, sometimes see the good, the bad, and the ugly, and they still honor you. They still celebrate you. There's just a value that I think we've misplaced. I think we put all the value, most of us as leaders, on growth, strength, organization, momentum. Your life really is a sum total of your relationships.
That's right.
Yeah.
You want to really know how good somebody is? Look at their relationships. Mm-hmm. And if you got a bunch of broken relationships around you and you got a bunch of fallout and baggage, maybe you need to work for a season on a commitment to friendship. And I'm only speaking at relationships take work. Just like marriage takes work, relationships take work.
Yeah.
You know, by the way, if you can't be committed to your marriage, you're not going to be committed to your friendships.
Right. Yeah.
Your marriage is like it's like a mirror of how good of a friend you are. A
magnification.
There it is, right? Because if I'm a good friend to Julia, I'm going to be a good friend to other people because I know how to, like, have real friendships, right? Not surface level, not like, hey, what's up? You know, I met you at this conference. I saw you at this place.
What surface is this?
Yeah. This is the surface. You know, that's fine. That's all part of life. I'm just saying you got to have some friends. A few things to consider today. Number one, hang around the wrong people and you're going to learn the wrong habits. Hang around the right people and you're going to get better.
Yep.
If you want to become wise, hang out with the wise. If you want to learn how to be angry, hang around the angry man. Right. I am, through osmosis, I am becoming who I'm hanging out with. And I just think, man, I'm going to hang around the right people because it's going to set me in the right direction. And I think being around the right people is worth a flight. It's worth a conference ticket. It's worth an annual get together. It's worth the FaceTime. It's worth the extra hour on the phone. It's just about getting, because if I hang around the right people, I'm going to become the right person. If I hang around the wrong people, let me just use a Bible verse for a moment. For everybody listening to Leadership Lean In, this podcast, very, very big on scripture. And one of my favorite truths in the Bible, do not be misled, homie. Homie, bad company corrupts good character.
Yeah. Yep.
So I have seen great people face terrible corruption and become really bad people, all off influence,
so
all off friendships, all off hanging around the wrong people. You hang around, I think we put up a clip today about hanging around knuckleheads.
Yep.
I saw that clip with the knuckleheads. I was like, oh, that's right. We said that. And it's true. It's true. It's true. Come on. We got to be honest. You ever notice you hang out with those people and like all of a sudden you're just a really like crunchy kind of embarrassing version of yourself?
Oh yeah. Totally.
I have to be careful, man, because certain people can make me into like a knucklehead.
Yep. Same.
Yeah. I remember I had a friend who was kind of new to her faith, and she was asking me about some things in her life and how to, because she was trying to leave behind an old life and she was trying to grow and, you know, the things that you do. And I remember one of the things I told her was, okay, well, first off, like, let's look at your circle of people, the people around you, your friends. Like, you're trying to stop partying, drinking, all this stuff, and all of your friends are doing all these things that you don't want to do.
That's right.
And it was so hard for her to kind of put two and two together and to give up, to realize these people are going to lead me and I can't do this. If it just ended up being a whole thing, like, okay, you have to look at your life and choose what you really want.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, I think talking about having a diversity of friends too, if all your friends look like you, sound like you, talk like you, you know, I remember you saying this phrase before, the mentor myth. Oh my God. Like, you know, growing up in leadership, it's like you get one mentor.
Mm. Yeah.
And they get to tell you how to live your life.
Sensei, Jedi Knight.
Yeah, what a weird concept.
What is this saying? You're my guru?
Yeah, it's like, yeah. I'm not going to the dentist for mechanic work. Yeah. You know, it's like.
And no one friend can handle the pressure of being the one stop. You're my one friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. And even with like good friends, I think there are places where you say like, we're super good friends, but I'm not going to go here with you. I'm not going to go here mm-hmm. with you. I even had a conversation with a friend the other day where we were kind of having a conversation and realized that we both have this one propensity and we thought, huh. We're just not going to go here with each other because yeah. we're going to influence each other to go deeper.
Yeah, that's smart. And I think we just got to be honest. If I hang around the right people, I'm going to be on the right trajectory.
Yeah.
And I can't escape the reality of impression. I can't escape the reality mm-hmm. of influence. I'm influenced by others.
Yeah.
I'm so influenced. I'm so swayed by others. Their comments, their thoughts, their beliefs. I can be impressed like the rest of us. And so if I want to be the person that I really feel in my heart I could become, I got to get around the right people. I got to go to, for me to go to another level, I got to hang around people that are on another level that inspire me. They're like, yeah. You're there in life. You're there in what you've built. I want to hang around people, not like, it's the whole saying, like, if you're the smartest person in every room, or if you're the smartest person in the room, find a new room.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, you got to find a new room and you got to get around the right folks, because if I hang around the wrong people, it's just a scary thought that I, with all my wisdom, think about, and I'm really thinking about even Solomon here. As wise as you are, leader, you could have somebody turn your heart in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
So it's not about what you know. It's about who you're with. Mm-hmm. And this is an exciting reality that I can learn from people. I can get around. Good. I can choose the right friendships. It's a really interesting stat right now. The average 16-year-old has one friend.
Hmm. What?
In this technology age, the average 16-year-old has one friend. Wow. And so you think loneliness is a leadership problem. Is lonely at the top. It's only as lonely as you want it to be.
Wow. Hmm.
It's only as lonely as you make it.
Yep.
And it's so really if you're a leader and you're suffering for friendship right now, just write down number two today if you're taking notes. You need people that will tell you the truth. The problem is you probably don't have real people in your life. You don't have, you know, people that like are like honest with you. The king has no clothes is the old saying. Friends are great because they have no nothing to lose. They tell you the truth.
Yeah.
And the truth hurts.
Really good.
Yeah.
Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Mm-hmm. So what they're going to let you know, hey, just a heads up, your breath stank. It's a heads up. You got something in your teeth.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, woo, woo. What's that mean? Your zipper's down. Come on, bud. You know, so it's like a friend shoots it to you straight.
Yeah.
And the friend has a little bit of that sting, like, ah, yeah. Dang. Mm-hmm. Because the people on your team are not going to do that.
No.
They will not. They need a paycheck.
Right.
They need job security.
They want a promotion. Yeah,
yeah, they want a promotion. They need proximity. They are, at the end of the day, is self-preservation involved.
Yeah.
Okay? Mm. But a friend. Oh, buddy. Friend. Friend's like, I think you're wrong.
Yeah. Well, I don't see it like that.
I don't think that's... Mm. You're acting like an idiot. What are you thinking? Faith for the wounds of a friend. Don't say of a teammate.
Yeah.
Of an employee, of a friend. And I think that most people have not been wounded by a friend because they're not willing to let anybody get that close to them. Mm. Huh. Nobody's getting that close to me because I'm a leader and I've got to present myself as knowing it all and being it all. And I'm sorry, did you forget that people admire your strengths, but they relate with your weaknesses?
Yeah.
And friendship is this gift where it's like, man, I can be like, this is not going as good as I want it to go. And things are not as good as I want them to be. And I've got this. So who can you let your guard down around? You need to have friends that can really handle the truth and tell you the truth. Mm-hmm. So truth is a two-way street. That's the problem with the person that has the guru or the mentor. It's only the mentor
Yep.
That tells them the truth. But friendships, like, it's just, it's flowing. It's honesty, transparency, and it builds trust. It builds communication. It doesn't take away trust. It builds trust. And so I want to encourage every leader out there, choose your friends wisely. In fact, let me just say this. Instead of even starting with selecting some all-star Avengers, it's so funny. I saw this video, you know, USA basketball lost, you know?
Yeah.
In Germany, you know, Dennis Schroeder goes on to you in the MVP and Germany wins it all for FIBA. Who cares? Call me when it's the Olympics. Call me when there's medals involved that have to do with bronze, silver, or how about what we always get? Gold. Okay. So, but I saw this video with Gilbert Arenas. And he's like, he's in his car. He's like, y'all done messed up. Y'all got LeBron involved. LeBron's coming out. He's going to come play, you know, and he's bringing all of his guys. And then they start showing, you know, Dame Lillard and Jimmy Butler and, you know, Steph Curry and Paul George and Anthony Davis and blah, 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 blah. And it's like, when I talk about choosing friends, I think sometimes because leaders are so goal-oriented and success-oriented that they think it's got to be some Avengers gold medal team.
Yeah.
Mm.
Even my friends are a trophy.
Right. Wow.
Nah.
Wow. What a concept.
No. Yeah. That's not how friendship works.
No.
Sometimes there's just this kindredness. There's this chemistry. There's this right person, right place, right time for you. There's this beautiful, wow, I didn't see that friendship coming. Wow, I would have never guessed. Friendship comes in all shapes and sizes, doesn't it? And by the way, it comes in all different seasons. And I think that God is so good. God will send you everything you need for every season. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that you need in every season, you need a friend.
That's right.
You need a friend to like watch the game with. You need a friend to like eat pizza with. You need a friend to like kick it with. You need a friend to, you know, go to your kid's soccer game. Fill in the blank for whatever season you're in. But when you choose your friends, I think you should start, rather than looking for the Jimmy Butler, Anthony Davis, and Dame Lillard illustration, why don't you start with what kind of friend are you going to be?
Wow.
That's great.
I'll never forget when I was, in college and, you know, really getting serious about my future. I made a list of all the things my wife was going to be. She's going to be X, Y, Z, blah, blah. And my sister, I showed her my list. And she said, hey, buddy, instead of making a list of everything she's going to be, why don't you make a list of everything you should become?
Bars.
That's great.
And I was like, nah. You know, I took her up on it. And I was like, you're right. It starts with me.
That's so
friendship.
That's
really always good. Starts with me. I've got to be a friend to get a friend.
Mm-hmm.
He who desires friends must himself first be friendly. So I'd love to have people over at the house. Here's the only problem. I've got to send the text.
Yeah.
That's I've right. got to like make myself vulnerable. I'd love to have friendship. I've got to go first. This is how we're doing.
Yep.
It always, the demand of life and leadership always starts with me. It flows from the person. It flows from who I am. And that's how friendship works. So if you're going to choose your friends wisely, let's look at them. But let's also start. What kind of are you a brother born for adversity?
Yeah.
Are you a friend that's willing to be in the trenches of when the highs and lows? I saw this reality of faith video recently that your faith is supposed to take you through the valley and the mountaintop. So whether you go through the valley of despair or the mountaintop of success, your faith should be able to work and be there for you at both spots. Same with a friend.
Yep.
So am I a friend that can really show up at the hospital for you and be there for the worst time and when you're going through hell on earth and you're hating life and when you win an award or when you get that promotion, am I a friend? It always starts with me because I can never reap what I have not sown. Oh, you cannot reap. Come on, leader. You cannot reap what you have not sown. So it's crazy to me. Most leaders are like, I want loyalty. You're the furthest thing from loyal I've ever seen.
Mm. Yeah.
You don't know how to spell loyalty.
Yikes.
I want honor. You're the most disrespectful, unhonoring person I've ever encountered. Mm-hmm. I want my team to like just be unified. You're divisive and you're a gossip and you want unity. Do we live on the same planet?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I was like, where's my friends? You're not a friend. You're not. And I think we have to be honest of going like, what most people, what they crave in their soul is not a corner office, a mm-hmm. Lambo, a big following. We all crave the same thing, and it's connection and community.
That's right.
And so my fear, leader, is that you'd grow to XYZ and just crush it, and then you go home and you're by yourself. Yeah, that all that for that?
Yeah.
You worked all that for that. I heard this story recently of a hero that passed away. A hero of mine passed away recently. And they couldn't let his son speak at the funeral because they would have bashed him.
Wow.
They had to do a pre-recorded video and edit his sons. Help me, Jesus. His sons.
Was going to bash the dad.
Bash. And nobody knew the way that the sons really felt about dad. Now, I'm just telling you, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
To build all these things and all this stuff. And for that, mm-hmm. how about having a great soul?
Yeah.
How about having a great home and a great family and having friendship? Isn't life bigger than just your team?
Yeah.
And just what you're building?
Right.
I hope that we can accomplish both. To me, life is never about one or the other. It's always and both.
That's right.
It's always having the capacity to... You know, put my kids to bed and love my kids and love my wife and love my family. And that's what I think about life, is that there's rhythm and there's rest and there's Sabbath and there's family time. And maybe we need to go back to the way that the calendars did work and the way that the daily rhythm did work. And maybe when the sun goes down, we should be with our family. And maybe we do need 24 hours, no technology, because we just have to have the margin and the ability. You, it's a margin issue, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's you're just going so fast and doing so many things. You don't even have time for friendship.
Yeah. Right.
It's like, no. I do have time. I'm going to make time. Why? Because it's a priority to me.
That's right.
And what is the priority? The value is relationship. And I'm going to be there. I'm going to be a friend. I'm going to be a friend. So if I text you, how you feeling? How you doing? Checking in. Let's get together. Let's get a meal. Let's get a dinner. Let's plan a trip. It's because I'm saying I need not just to work more and produce more and to accomplish more and to make more and to have, you know, this. No. I'm going to do all that, but I'm not just going to go alone. I'm going to go with a group.
So good.
I'm going to make it my commitment to choose friends that are encouraging. And let me just say this, by the way, if you got bad friends around you and you got people, listen, don't you dare go where you're tolerated.
Yeah.
You go where you're celebrated.
That's right.
Don't you hang around people that, oh, this has always been my friend, and but they treat you like trash.
Wow.
You got more self-respect.
Yeah.
You got some more self-esteem than that. You are a leader. You have a massive future ahead of you. You're doing something with your life. Your influence matters. And just because no. We're going to choose our friends wisely. We are leaders of not the next generation. We're leaders of this generation. Mm. And every day and every decision matters. Like, I can't encourage you enough. Find you some friends and go change the world. I don't care if they look like the way you thought they were going to look like, or they act the way that you thought they were going to act. These are your friends. Cherish them, value them, so treat them like $1 million. Buy them a gift card. It's like what I tell my boys. Who are we the nicest to? Our family. Mm. Who am I the nicest to? My friends.
Yep.
That's my friend. Try and talk trash about my friend. Nope. That's my friend.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I came in the fight with you. And I'm a friend. I'm your friend until you prove to me that I shouldn't be your friend. Mm. And the moment I find out I should not be your friend, we're going to change proximity. Mm-hmm. But the ones that I am in friendship with, it's like, let me just close with this. I have these buddies that are big inspirations to me. And they're old. I think you need old friends, by the way. I like leaders that love to be around older people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So these are older guys. And they've been, let's say they're 3 decades in friendship, maybe 4. And one of them said, the reason why our friendship has been so good is because they say their value and their saying is divorce is not an option.
It's really good.
Mm.
So think about that. You think that that's what a married couple says. But these friends are saying to each other, divorce is not an option.
That's crazy.
So cool. So when we fight, because we do, think about that, friend. I fight with my friends.
Yep.
Hey. Maybe they're not really your friend if you ain't ever fight.
Mm.
You said something earlier today. You said, be careful of the friends who want to be you.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
Homie.
You said that and I was like, wow. That is a terrifying idea.
Yeah.
Because you got some people in your life that are your friend with an agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So they're not your friend. They want to be like you. Be careful.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Of who calls you friend.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? I'm not trying to be too crazy and extreme. I'm just saying, like, some people want to be a friend because they want to be where you are and have what you have and do what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And you're an inspiration to them. Are you a friend?
Yeah, if you can't argue together.
Yeah.
My friends, I fight with. Just like I do with my wife.
Yeah.
Just like I do with my
brothers. Yeah.
My brothers. I fight with them. So it's a test. How do we forgive each other? How do we move forward? How do we continue to build life together? So choose your friends. This is a big one.
Yeah.
This is a big one. This is the biggest challenge. I told you I came in this year with 3 words. Stewardship, leadership, relationship. And the third one is the hardest one.
Mm.
Stewardship, come on. That's just being a great leader. Leadership, I get up and I think about leadership. Relationship, oh crap. Oh gosh. Relationship, oh gosh.
Yep.
Because you hurt me and I hurt you and we said that and you said that and none. It's messy.
Mm-hmm.
Leadership ain't that messy. Go to the org chart. You can make anything work.
right.
Yeah.
30, 60, 90 days. Come on, look at the calendar.
Yep.
Come on, we're going to do this event. We're going to do this conference. We're going to write this book. Record the podcast. That's leadership.
Yep.
Stewardship. How many dollars do we got come in? Put away 10%, tithe 10%, operate. This is our venue line. This is our compensation line. This is our operation line. I can run a budget.
Mm.
A P&L? I can read a P&L. Relationship? Well, that'll make you think.
Mm.
That'll make you go, I don't know. Are we still in relationship? Am I still committed? Do I still love them? Nothing will tell on your leadership more than your relationship.
Hello.
It is the number one thing people are watching.
Yep.
So, let's be leaders that have great friendships. We love you. We'll see you soon.
My name's Preston Sprinkle, and I host the Theology in the Raw podcast. Theology in Raw aims to help believers to think Christianly about theological and cultural issues by engaging in curious conversations with a diverse range of thoughtful people. I have conversations with a wide range of different guests who come from different perspectives, and no topic is off limits. Sexuality, abortion, politics, LGBTQ, warfare, violence, marijuana, immigration, you name it. If you have a theological or cultural issue that you have been wrestling with over 1,100 episodes, we've probably talked about it on Theology in the Raw. Along with conversations with various people, I also address questions sent in from my audience every month. And occasionally, I will talk about some of my latest research projects that I'm currently working on. Theology in the Raw is not for everyone. It is uncut, uncensored, and I don't give trigger warnings. So check out Theology in the Raw through your favorite podcast app.
Do you ever feel like you want to know more about the Bible, but that it's kind of hard to understand? Do you want to share your faith with your friends but have a hard time figuring out how to do that? Do you want to learn how to connect the Bible to your real life? Well, then this is the show for you. My name is Rachel, and I'm your host. I've been a children's pastor for a long time, and one of my favorite things is helping kids learn how to understand the Bible. I think that sometimes people think that the Bible is just for adults, but God actually really wants kids to know about Him. So on this podcast, we're going to learn all about God's big story and how He shows Himself to us through the Bible. As we learn together what the stories in the Bible mean, we can learn how to live out our faith in our everyday life. Don't forget to subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode.